Greetings, loyal listeners, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, whatever time it is, it's the gospel. It's Jesus stories, and we're on story 19, the Last Supper, which we'll finish today, the second half of the Last Supper today. And then as the week goes, we will get closer and closer to the cross. But not yet. Today we've been in the upper room. Remember, we ended Friday with the disciples in the upper room with Jesus, and Jesus begins to tell them how someone will betray him. And Jesus says, when they question who it could be, he says, "He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me." Now all of them had dipped in the same dish with him, so they still did not have the answer to their question. But then Jesus dipped a piece of bread into the dish in the middle of the table and handed it to Judas Iscariot. "Is it I, Lord?" Judas whispered, so quietly that only Jesus could hear him. Jesus nodded. "You have spoken. Whatever you do, do quickly." No one but Jesus and Judas understood the meaning of this quiet exchange of words. The rest of the disciples thought that since Judas held the money bag, Jesus had asked him to go out and buy extra things needed for the feast, or perhaps to give something to the poor. So they thought nothing of it when Judas, having received the piece of bread dipped in the bowl, left the room immediately and went out into the night. And here we pick up right where we left off. There was no more talk of betrayal after Judas had gone, for as soon as he had left Jesus, he said to the rest of his disciples, "My children, for only a little while longer shall I be with you. You will seek me when I have gone, but where I am going, you cannot come. I give to you now a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another." They continued with the meal, although all felt a heaviness of heart they had not known before. It was almost over now. Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it into small pieces. "Take, eat," he said to his disciples. "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." They each took a piece and ate. And when the meal was over, he took a cup of wine. He gave thanks and passed the cup to them. "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood and the new promise which I give to you. It is shed for you and for many, and it shall be poured out for many for the forgiveness of their sins. Take it and share it among you, for I tell you again that I shall not drink of the vine until the day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." They drank silently. Then Simon Peter asked the question that had been troubling him, "Lord, where are you going that we may not come?" "I have said to you that where I am going you cannot follow me now," said Jesus, "but you shall follow me afterward." "But why cannot I follow you now?" asked Peter. "I will go anywhere. I will lay down my life for your sake. With you, I am ready to go to prison and to death. Will you lay down your life for me?" said Jesus, in a voice of infinite sadness. Truly I tell you, Peter, that before the cock crows tonight, you will deny me 3 times. No, even if I die with you, I will not deny you, Peter said vehemently. And all the other disciples, except for the missing Judas, said the same. Jesus let it rest for the time being. Then he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go now to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to take you back with me, so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to the place where I am going." "But Lord," Thomas said to him, "we do not know where you are going. How then can we know the way?" "I am the way," said Jesus. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me, even as no one comes into the sheepfold but through me. And whoever has known me has known my Father also. For the Father is in me. And I go soon to my Father. Yet a little while here, and the world will see me no more. But I will not leave you desolate. The Holy Spirit shall be with you. And peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say that I am going away and coming back to you. Yet you sorrow because I leave. But if you love me, you will be glad and rejoice, because I go to the Father, and my Father is greater than I. I have told you all this before it comes to pass, so that you will believe me when it happens." "I shall not talk much more with you. Arise, let us leave here." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives to find peace in the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas, in the meanwhile, was following their movements and reporting to the high priests and the elders. As Jesus and his disciples went along their way in the darkness toward the garden, Jesus spoke another parable. "I am the true vine," he said, "and my Father is the farmer of the vineyards. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes clean, so that it will bring forth more fruit. Now you are the branches, and I am the vine. You are clean already, as the branches that have been pruned, because of the words which I have spoken to you. Abide with me in your hearts, and I shall abide with you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide with me in your hearts, and I abide with you. He that abides with me and I with him will bear much fruit. But if your hearts are apart from me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you will always keep my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and have always kept his love. This is my last commandment to you now. Love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends, if you do as I command you. No longer shall I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. Now I call you friends, for all the things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name, but ask from this time forth, and you shall receive, so that your joy may be full. The Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I say these things to you so that through me you may find peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Then Jesus raised his eyes to heaven. Father, the hour is come, he said. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. You have given him power over all men on earth, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they should know you as the only true God, and know that Jesus Christ is the one whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. They came then to the brook Kidron, and there Jesus said to his 11 disciples, all of you will forsake me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered abroad. But after I am raised to life, I will go before you into Galilee. Again, Simon Peter protested, even if they all desert you, I will not, he swore. And again Jesus answered, I tell you truly, Peter, that the cock shall not crow tonight until you have denied me three times over. Then they crossed the brook and went together into the Garden of Gethsemane. They all knew it well, for Jesus had often gone there with his disciples. And Judas also knew the place. And that concludes Jesus' story 19, the Last Supper. And now the disciples have gone with Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, which leads us to the beginning of story 20 tomorrow. It's called The Betrayal. The Betrayal. Until then, feel the Spirit of God moving in you and around you, above you and below you, all around you, and all within you. And it teaches us that indeed all things are one in God, one in the Spirit, one in the Lord.